Well, hello, I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. This is the Insight Hour. Welcome. Every Tuesday we have wonderful support from www.bbsradio.com brings you the Insight Hour, loginservice.com. Don Newsom, thank you very much, brother, for putting this all together. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. You might have heard of some of my work in the past. Many of you probably listening have been very big supporters of mine for years now. For those who are not familiar with what we do, we've typically, traditionally gone into health science and U.S. government cover-up exposés, and we have, as a result of that, published a number of books, a couple bestsellers. One is called Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional. It goes into what many people believe, have suspected, the origin of AIDS being man-made. Well, we've published the documents. That's what made the book a national bestseller by the grassroots support. So infamous in some circles and famous in other circles, depending on who you talk to. Centers for Disease Control doesn't like us very much because what we do is show and prove that what they're conducting is a genocidal campaign under the auspices of public health, which is actually Centers for Disease Control is Centers for Disease Creation. And in fact, when you read the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS, and Ebola, you'll conclude, as I did, by showing, being shown in there, the United States government contracts under which numerous AIDS-like and Ebola-like viruses were bioengineered by the Army's sixth top biological weapons contracting lab called Litton Bionetics, that they shipped the monkeys and chimpanzees to produce the hepatitis B vaccine that transmitted AIDS to the world to the Centers for Disease Control. So CDC actually played a part in what we now have as a result, global genocide in HIV/AIDS. As a matter of fact, tomorrow I leave for South Africa. South Africa is a place where right now 30% of the population of South Africa are suffering with HIV and or AIDS. That's hideous. In Central Africa, it's even worse. There are populations in many countries in Central Africa where 50%, that's one out of every two people, have HIV and or AIDS. It is a tragedy beyond even words, and for that reason, maybe I shouldn't even talk about it. But the reality is that if you're smart and you're wise and you have the eyes to see documentation like we've published and ears to hear this kind of reality check, then you have some hope of saving yourselves and your children. I've actually just been engaged. I'm going to tell you a little bit about this, and I think we should talk about this hour, children. I think we should dedicate this hour to the future of civilization, and not only just our country, the United States of America, but I think the future for us, all of us, you included, because who is going to carry on your work if it's not our children and your children? So I think I'd like to spend some time at least dealing with our children today on the Insight Hour. But before we do, just let me finish up. My work is best viewed by going to a couple supporters of ours. I'd like to share with you our wonderful sponsors. And because of supporters like you in the grassroots, you listeners out there, we have been sustained. And we've kept doing what we've been doing now for well over a decade. It's actually been about 16 years, incredibly 16 years, that we've been doing health science and U.S. government cover-up exposés. And our more recent work has been going into heralding the great news, wonderful news, uplifting news, not politically negative news at all, indeed just the opposite, politically powerful, wonderful, uplifting revelations dealing with our own spirituality and the blessed unity that is really the underlying, the deception of separation, and that the many, many people in the spiritual renaissance, which is currently taking place, and so many of you out there are having conversations with so many of your friends that deal with the same issue that we've been dealing with here, beautiful Hawaiian Islands. We're on the big island of Hawaii, but more and more it has become apparent to us. Maybe it's simply the time, because it seems apparent to so many other people, that the alternative to unity is chaos, is separation, is manipulation, coercion, enslavement. It's not the reality that we would choose if we had the choice between making ourselves healthy, happy, peaceful, loving human beings versus being pharmaceutically addicted, medically enslaved, economically enslaved, disempowered, and virtually the disempowerment and enslavement leads to less than what life could be and should be, and by our own choices will be. So this is the context now that we've been addressing in our own community here in the Hawaiian Islands. I've spoken to many folks, friends, colleagues on the mainland also, that there seems to be a general consensus that's now being articulated that the grossest deception, the original sin, if you will, the separation between us and our great grand creator, our source, our common source, is, as we are, the divine loving beings, brothers and sisters of the Messiah. We are the holy children of our Creator, created in the image of our Creator. Well, that tells you that we're part of the divine family, are we not? Brothers and sisters divine we are. And what we need to do is step up into that role, number one, by choosing to realize that the original sin is false. It's a separation. It should never have taken place. It wasn't the will of our Creator. And ultimately, what is the will of our Creator is that we obey the laws, obey the rules, live our lives with a full, open, loving heart to engage each other and our grand Creator in a unification for our ultimate salvation. And that this salvation, spiritual, is also heavily impacting the physical. So rather than war and dissonance and engaging Iraq and Iran now on tap for the new year is the invasion of Iran, I'm certain of that. And if you read the news these days, you'd probably be certain of it too. That the alternative to that is engaging our unity versus the deception of our division. And that cuts across the board. All races, religions, all people of all various cultures, ultimately all human beings, we are one family. And in fact, that the unity and the unification theory goes well beyond that when you read the latest works that we've been forthcoming, that we've been putting out and are even forthcoming here with the research that we're advancing. Awesome, incredible revelations that have to do with our, in fact, unification and the energy that connects everything in humanity is also shared by nature. And so by nature, we are unified. By nature, we are whole. By nature, we are in balance. And it is only out of deception that we become diseased. And that is ultimately also what is the great revelation and restoration in the unification and the understanding of our community. The grand communion is where we commune not only with our grand creator, but with each other through loving hearts. And so I want to share, before we get onto the subject today of children, I want to share with you the folks that have kept us going, and this will be for the next month. We're going to take a little hiatus. As I mentioned, I'm going to be in Africa and elsewhere on the planet. I'm lecturing in several different places. And if you would like to get some information about my work, what it is that I do, DrLenHorowitz.com is a great resource. That's Horowitz, DrLenHorowitz.com. And that has been updated recently so that you'll have a great opportunity to review excellent articles, wonderful resources. For example, we mentioned a couple minutes ago the Centers for Disease Creation, CDC, and what they're engaged in with vaccination, which is genocide, injecting our children and ourselves with foreign RNA, DNA from bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, chicken embryo, bovine fetal serum, monkey kidney tissues, and with smallpox, it's cow pus. I don't see eye of newt on there. Maybe that's a hidden product. What they call an inert that they probably have added, but it wouldn't surprise me in the least, given cigarettes have been placing approximately 4,000 chemicals in these cancer sticks and getting away with it all these years. Today, we've got mercury and aluminum, both neurotoxins in the vaccinations, said to be given to our children for public health. Well, that's what just they told that the victims of the Holocaust, that that's what they were going into the Nazi concentration camp gas chambers for showers for public health. Disinfection. Today, infection prevention with vaccination is bogus. What a scam. A total outrageous scam. Who says that? Well, go on DrLenHorowitz.com website, visit the vaccine file, and you will be directed to some wonderful links and resources and articles that really share greatly what the great truth, the hidden truth is concerning this hideous atrocity, an attack on the humanity's sacred fluid bloodstream. The blood is being impurified, intoxicated, made ill by these vaccinations. Go on DrLenHorowitz.com, visit the vaccine website, link to the other organizations that have placed numerous articles, scientific reports included, and vaccination, the subject is something that I've written extensively on and even done radio shows, this one included, in the past. Check out the archive sections of bbsradio.com. I want to also thank www.healthyworlddistributing.com. Healthyworlddistributing.com is our principal supporter. By your orders of books and tapes and healthcare products and equipment, everything from wonderful products like the skin salve called Tetracil, an amazing product that kills every kind of infectious disease on your skin. If you've got a scratch or a cut, you're worried about it, don't go get a tetanus shot. Simply wash it off, keep it clean, and put a little dab of Tetracil on it, bandage it, and that you'll find it miraculously heals so much faster, and you can forget about getting an infection. That's particularly very important here in an environment such as Hawaii, where it's very humid, very moist, the tropical diseases exist, and that the infectious diseases of the skin with fungus and yeast being very prevalent here, unless people take responsibility for doing this type of preventative strategy, then it is something that can become a medical problem, and you don't want that. You want to defend against that, prevent that. Tetracil is a product, one of many products in the HealthyWorldDistributing.com catalog. Another is the Rife machine. You've heard about the frequency zappers, the way in which you can literally alter the bacteria and the viruses in your body in a minimally invasive way with no side effects, no negative side effects other than maybe a little bit of a healing crisis where you detox so rapidly if you're not well hydrated and not detoxing properly by being well hydrated, and if your system is overpowered by chemical as well as biological toxins, then, well, what's called a healing crisis is something that typically occurs. Technically and medically, it's called the Herxheimer reaction, where you could zap your body with the Miracle 6 Rife frequency generator, and within 24 hours, you've killed off so many of the viruses or bacteria or the beasts, the new beasties, like the mycoplasma beastie that has been injected into humanity's bloodstream, primarily from the vaccinations again, and particularly the military vaccinations. Anthrax vaccine given to Gulf War veterans, well, Gulf War troops, en route to the first Gulf War. It was an experimental population-controlling weapon injected into these troops. Unfortunately, they had no knowledge of this. Sad that of 700,000 injected en route to the Gulf, 200,000 returned sick with this chronic illness that the premier agent is the mycoplasma beast. It's a cross between bacteria and viruses. It doesn't have like a normal cell wall like normal bacteria has, and even a viral coat doesn't have that. It has a cross between the two. It allows this like an amoeba to like slip its way inside the cells and inside the nuclei and reside within the cells, so it evades the immune system there and becomes very, very challenging to get. And even antibiotics like Dr. Nicholson's fine research has shown, very, very difficult, if not impossible. In fact, the patent on this beast by Dr. Lowe from the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology, and we published this in the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse in 1999 showed Dr. Lowe's patent from the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology on the mycoplasma beast, telling you straight out, right in the patent, that this is what causes all the symptoms of AIDS. All the secondary infectious types of symptoms are actually resting on, like, for example, cystis pneumonia that results from low immunity, rundown immune system. The primary immune factor is not even HIV. That's a secondary factor. The primary factor in the symptoms of AIDS is this mycoplasma beast. So says the scientific research, even the patent from the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology. So how do you zap something that's inside the nuclei without zapping yourself? Well, you know, Ella Fitzgerald sings a high-pitched song and this crystal glass shatters. The walls of the house don't shatter, just the glass shatters. Did you know that viruses are crystalline structures? That protein is a crystalline structure? There's a whole science of protein crystallography that is basically just that, a study of protein crystallography and the angles between the protein crystal angles. That much of it has to do with the sacred geometry of the hexagon, the hexagonal shape, the six-sided hexagonal shape, like carbon six, the organic molecule. Well, Miracle Six Rife Machine can zap that and ultimately shake that virus down, blow out that mycoplasma, and in a well-hydrated person, you don't get any symptoms of disease at all. You won't even get the Herxheimer reaction healing crisis. You will just detox, and you'll start to feel better one day at a time, better and better all the time. And that's the natural way of healing. That's what's available to all of us all the time, inexpensively, highly therapeutically, and with very, very little, if any, risk. So that type of technology I want to bring to your attention is available on the HealthyWorldDistributing.com website. That's www.HealthyWorldDistributing.com. There's a toll-free number for those of you who are not online. It is toll-free, 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. Ask for a catalog. You can ask for a catalog to be sent to you. The new catalogs are out there. Beautiful, and they're wonderful, very, very informative. As well as online. The website is an online catalog, has an online catalog, healthyworlddistributing.com, and please peruse that. I want to thank Dwayne Robbins from LifeWave Group. He's our team leader from LifeWave Technology. Fascinating technology. Learn a little bit about LifeWave, and Dwayne's telephone number is area code. If you want to have your personal questions answered about the LifeWave patch technology, the water resonating, frequency generating water patches. Again, no side effects, none to really speak of, only positive benefits. And everything from weight loss to energy production, even facelifts now, are being produced by simple water resonance. Amazing technology. So to study that, you want to have a little bit of resources. One resource is my friend and colleague Dwayne Robbins. His telephone number is 503-643-8777. That's 503-643-8777, and Dwayne and I will be back co-hosting the Insight Hour very likely starting in September once again. Throughout the summer, we're taking a summer break. And let me just tell you at this point also that the Insight Hour will have some reruns. We're going to have Don at bbsradio.com replay some of my archive programs over the last couple months during the month of June. So I'll be joining you again when I get back from Africa. I will be joining you again live July 1st, that first week in July. So look forward to that, and don't worry about it. Unless you've heard my previous shows and are bored, which I seriously doubt, that you can listen in on normal time Tuesday evenings. It's 12 midnight East Coast time, 9 o'clock Pacific time, and in Hawaii it's 6 o'clock at night that the Insight Hour plays every Tuesday. So join us again that time at bbsradio.com. Let me give you also the listener call-in line, international toll-free line to call in as a guest on the Inside Hour. And if you have any questions or comments about any of the subjects that we talk about, or you simply want to pose a question from left field that has nothing to do with the program, even you have our blessing to give us a call, here's the number, 877-876-5227. That's toll-free. International is 877-876-5227. At least I think it's toll-free. I'm pretty sure that's what Don arranged. At any rate, having said all that, let me get into the subject tonight. What's really on my heart, and I'm wondering how many of you out there, it's on your hearts as well. We're in an extraordinary time in history. Change is taking place so rapidly we can't even keep up with it, even as intelligent beings, even as educated, academically trained individuals, PhDs, physicians, doctors, various fields and disciplines. Lawyers can't keep up with what's going on in the law. Doctors can't keep up with what's going on in their own field. And the question becomes, if that's the case, wherein do you place your faith and trust in the future of civilization? The simplest response to that is in our children. Obviously, that's where the future lies. We've heard that before. It's kind of like a trite saying at this point. But, you know, it's not so trite. It is a vitally important issue. And we here in Hawaii are at a crossroads, as maybe many of you are also, that it has become very, very clear that we have to make a decision. Are you going to send your children not simply to a public or private school? Because as if you've been listening to this program over the last 6 months, after we had a lawsuit going against the state of Hawaii and the United States federal government for mandatory tuberculosis skin testing that was even occurring in private schools, non-public schools, private schools. One Christian school was one of the defendants in the case. A Waldorf school, a allegedly New Age school, whereby you had a genius of a man, Rudolf Steiner, whose heart and soul was to contribute again to civilization and humanity's evolution in an intelligent, spiritually oriented way, and blessed children with an educational model called the Waldorf School. Well, here in Hawaiian Islands, there's a Waldorf School right close by here in East Hawaii that acts as an agent for the state, injecting and infecting the children with tuberculosis bacteria, pieces of proteins and DNA, along with phenol and polysorbate 80. Can you imagine that? If Rudolf Steiner were to be alive today, he'd be up in arms, and I'm sure he's rolling over in his grave. It's never what he intended. In fact, he was a staunch anti-vaccination person, never believed in that, believed, as I do, that if you've got the Holy Spirit power of love flowing throughout your entire body, then you're virtually impregnable. If you've got a purpose and a mission in life to serve humanity, to give to others, to share and care something meaningful with others, which, by the way, if you haven't realized, is the fabric that binds humanity together, is the desire to serve, to be helpful in some way to others. Well, that's kind of like the Mother Teresa's in us. Here's a Mother Teresa going to plague people all over the world. She didn't get vaccinated. She had the Holy Spirit power of divine love coursing through her bloodstream. And what she did is she laid hands on the sick and the ailing without fear, because she knew her Savior and her Creator is a great blessing that provides that protection and that protective and preventative power. And there's nothing more powerful than that. Read the book, the new book, Walk on Water, to be totally convinced that we are incredibly empowered by the universal matrix of math, that is music, that is sound, and that our Creator, just like the Bible says, in the beginning there was the Creator, the Word, and the water, all three. The Word is sound. The sound is electromagnetic frequencies. What's that? Simply mathematics, operating according to the laws of physics, that is, the laws of the universe, which operate under math laws. So anyway, this is the new book, Walk on Water, but the issue is, with all the changes that are taking place within our schools, beyond our workplaces, if we're going to consider our future and the education of our children within this propaganda, this myth that no child will be left behind. That's a fancy catchword, a bumper sticker, for the fact that every child will be injected, infected, contaminated, if not by vaccination, by manipulation of their minds. Academia, in the No Child Left Behind, is simply an enslavement. If you're awake, and if you're really paying attention to what's going on, last week on the program we talked, and the week before that even, about the microchipping program. Hillary Rodham Clinton and Bill Frist, that satanic beast, medical deity, who is the Senate Majority Leader. Isn't that interesting that he would be the most powerful man in the Senate Majority right now? This medical deity, Bill Frist, who's pushing forward and going even against the Republican Party in many of the things that he's doing. He's not a conservative, not even an ultra-conservative. He's an insane lunatic, absolutely, totally satanic. And what he's pushing forward with the Democrat Senate hopeful for the presidency next of the United States, Hillary Rodham Clinton, is this national health plan whereby the first act in support of the President Bush's 2008 legislation to have required national identification cards whereby everyone will be microchipped. Your DNA will be taken. This is what the blood access, the access to the Holy Spiritual Temple moving through the schools to get our children's blood, that will be taken to create the identification microchip. It's a radio frequency identification device that frequencies again. If frequencies are so powerful, if they can track you every place on the planet that they tell you that they can, and if you understand that what regulates and directs that technology is simply the mathematics and physics of frequency resonance, and if that they can do all that, and they can even do beyond that, according to the Space Preservation Act of 2002 that Dennis Kucinich advanced also in 2003, the same thing that talked about psychotronic weaponry and warfare and how these space frequency generators can actually, from satellites in the advanced weapon systems currently on not just on tap, but actually available right now for use, the control mechanism called psychotronics, psychotronic warfare, where they can implant in you anywhere on the planet if they've got your number, that is, if they've got your microchipped and DNA sequence, they can specifically target you with voices in your head, new beliefs, new attitudes, new feelings and emotions. They can manipulate your behavior, and what I'm telling you based on what I'm looking at in terms of the research and the literature base, that if they've got your genetic sequence and they know that there are certain disease predispositions that certain genetic sequences activate for diseases, that is the ultimate bio-spiritual warfare device. That technology has the capacity to produce massive population control in ethnic races. Specific targeting of this frequency for destruction, and that is the ultimate genocidal weapon. Genocide is strictly defined as the mass killing of people for economics, politics, and ideology. The economics today is no question. Even if you're not into conspiracy research, conspiracy reality, it's not conspiracy theory. There's an absolute conspiracy going on today. Who's behind it? The military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel and its directors, obviously. Duh. What else do you think is going on in the world? What do you think globalization is? Globalism. It's neocolonialism. It's been going on like colonialism has for centuries. The Brits are at the forefront, along with the German banksters. Who else do you think is moving this whole agenda? And the mainstream media, which is mindless. Actually, completely mindless. The research investigators, even the Nobel Prize winners, have not the capacity to research the depths of necessary to give us the full picture and the complete power structures of the global elite. And what they're doing under the guise of public health, and national security is best defined as genocide. They have a two-thirds depopulation agenda. Folks, you know what that means. It means that two out of every three of you listening should no longer be here, according to these people. And they're working very diligently to develop the technologies and the political agendas and the systems to eliminate you. And if you held all that money and all that power that these forces and folks have, and your desire was to kill two out of every three people and do it as a covert operation, what would you do? You would follow the standard protocol of Central Intelligence Agency, which inflicts the covert operations, under the philosophy that the best covert ops are ones that are done in broad daylight, in front of everyone's eyes, yet nobody sees a thing. Now you're talking about the vaccination agenda. Come get your free vaccines. What do you get for free? Genocide. They're coming for our children. They're coming for our future. They're keeping the mercury in the vaccine despite all of the literature, all the science. They tell you, in fact, we had here the Honolulu Star Bulletin the other day tell the Hawaiian people, all the fools, that there's no scientific evidence, they said, none, they said, that would indicate that the mercury in the vaccines are harmful to humans. They said, oh, it might be harmful to some animals that are being injected with the thimerosal ingredient in vaccines. Not to humans, they say. What a bunch of liars. Go on the website, drlenhorowitz.com, get some information. Go check out the vaccine file in www.drlenhorowitz.com and then link to those organizations such as Vaccination Liberation and the putyourchildrenfirst.org website that's been recently established. Wonderful. Shows you what even Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has come out and said, that the CDC is covering up, that the evidence is in, the scientific evidence shows definitively, even the ones secreted by the Centers for Disease Creation, that the mercury is accumulating beyond the toxic dose limits of the Environmental Protection Agency standards that they've set. The EPA set the standards for toxic dose limits for mercury exposure for children. And the EPA's standards have been far violated by the accumulated dose of the mercury in the vaccination by the time the child is in grade school level. So you've got your children are being intoxicated. What's the mercury really about? Well, what was the fluoride in the drinking water about for Hitler? It was really about to create a dumbing down effect. Today, you see, we're engaged in the spiritual renaissance. There's so much wonderful, good, uplifting news, empowering spiritual blessings coming down out of the heaven into us, into the, especially those who have open hearts and ears to hear this kind of reality check. Well, our children, you've heard them being called geniuses. You've heard them be called indigo children. You've heard some researchers perhaps say that the DNA structuring in these children are multiplying, where they not only have two strands, now they've got multiple strands beyond that. There's all sorts of theories, there's all sorts of science advancing. The one underlying common denominator is that our children are being royally blessed by a Holy Spirit power of love and divinity that's coming down for the final act on planet Earth. And this is, we're in the final act. This is the end times, folks. The Mayan calendar ends 2012. The Christian researchers say around the same time the Earth changes are going to occur, where we're going to have a millennium of world peace. That's 1,000 years of the Messianic Age. It is on tap. Call it the paradigm shift in the New Age. Call it the transformation on the planet. Call it the Messianic Age for the Judeo-Christian community. But the bottom line is that it's going to have to take place through our children, because you and I will not be here long enough to see it, many of us. In fact, the new millennium, maybe I'll maybe I'll live another, I'm 53 right now, so even at best, let me say that maybe I'm going to be around, let's give us some hope, another 40 years. Hopefully I'll stay functional for all that time. But 40 years for a 53-year-old, you realize it's like the blink of an eye. Our children are growing up before our very eyes. I have a 14-year-old now, Magnificent Elena, who wrote the, at age 9, she wrote this children's book. It's called The Tlytitlum Tree. It's on that website, healthyworlddistributing.com. If you have grandchildren or children that you'd like to read to at night, it's a wonderful blessing to do that. The children remember that forever. It's a memory they take home with them forever. And you pass on with that memory, realizing that that memory is instilled in your children, and it is what will continue to bless them forever and ever. So the Tlytitlum book, it's called the Tlytitlum. That's an acronym for, get this, this is from a 9-year-old. The love you take is equal to the love you make. That's the name of the book. Miracle, wonderful, wonderful story about two groups of children who don't get along, like so many cliques in school fighting and vying for their own self-esteem, really, that ultimately they realize that in order to harvest the fruit from all the earth that's on this magical tree that they find by a special treasure map that they follow into the woods, they come to this tree and they realize they cannot harvest the fruit of all the earth until they learn to love each other and work together. Folks, this is a 9-year-old who wrote this book. She started it the day that I was in Congress testifying in Capitol Hill before Dan Burton's Congressional Investigating Committee, looking into the mercury issues and covering up, let me say, the mercury issues. They were giving it lip service and probably nothing more. They certainly weren't giving it the appropriate strength and assertion that they should provide for the redirection of the genocidal agenda being implemented by the Centers for Disease Creation and the food and drug advocates. Get fat with the FDA. Get obese. Get sick with all the garbage that they're passing, like the aspartame and the garbage soft drinks that they give you on a silver platter, saying, oh, we'll put it on the fast track for approval, that and the medicines from the Merck Pharmaceutical Company, the number one vaccine producer and the number one greatest history-making genocidalists on the planet in terms of the pharmaceuticals. Well, the reality is that the children have more sense when they, at the end of Elena's book, The Tlytitlum Tree, they learn to love each other, work together, they harvest the fruit, they take the fruit back to their villagers, give each family 10 pieces of fruit, and it cures all the people with all the diseases. People in wheelchairs stand up again by eating the fruit from the earth, from the sacred special tree. The children have this spiritual anointing, this incredible blessing at this end times that is the precise agenda by the global industrialists, the Illuminati, who realize they've held the power, they've held the knowledge, the sacred wisdom of the ancient mystery school Pythagorean math. They dug up from King Solomon's temple in the Holy Land. See the movie, Da Vinci Code. They have all of this sacred knowledge in the ancient arcana and the understanding of Pythagorean mystery school mathematics and how the universe really works and how we are really divine spiritual beings having a human experience, and that if humanity knew these great truths, then they couldn't be manipulated, coerced, enslaved, and killed at will. And that's politically and financially risky for the global industrialists. So ultimately now, where the greatest freeing revolution in Earth's history is taking place, and that's what's taking place in our children. That's why this is seen by some as a paradigm shift within our own spiritual consciousness, and the future of civilization and the future generations is in the hands of our children, who are being blessed spiritually more than ever before. The DNA is changing. even if you don't believe in the people who are advancing the possibility that there's increased genetic strands being now experienced and manifested in the cells of our children. You can see it if you spend any time in the schools today. If you get beyond the children who are bouncing off the walls because of the mercury toxicity and the drug addictions that they've created with this false thing that they've perpetrated called attention deficit disorder. Yes, it's part of the autistic spectrum of neurotoxicity, but they label these things when in fact it's plain and simple neurological intoxication from the vaccinations primarily, and the foods that the children are taking in are poisonous. Simply read, for example, go into the research literature and read the side effects of aspartame from all the diet drinks and all the diet sodas. You know, this I actually, the other day, my daughter, my second daughter, Aria, asked me, Daddy, can I buy some gum? I'm going on a plane. I want to be able to chew some gum and unblock my ears. I said, sweetheart, just choose xylitol. Choose a good sugar. So she runs to the grocery store, cabinet there, picks off the shelf there, something that says, with xylitol, buys it, costs maybe a buck and a quarter, comes over, gives me a piece. She says, Daddy, here, try it. I said, okay. I start to chew it, and I'm getting this, it's very sweet. Sweetie, what's in this? She says, xylitol, Daddy. I said, well, did you really read thoroughly the label? She says, no. She says, it's just got xylitol on the cover. I said, well, let me see that thing. I looked at it, folks, and I'll tell you, besides sorbitol, mannitol, xylitol was about the fourth ingredient, had other sugars, but there it was, aspartame, which if you read the research literature, you realize this is beyond a neurotoxin. This is a carcinogen. This is a heavy cancer-inducing drug that is also addicting. It also totally changes your metabolism, completely alters your fat-burning metabolism and diabetic metabolism, your insulin production metabolism. Everything having to do with self-regulation to keep people slim, aspartame doesn't do. It affects negatively. Now you can begin to see why all these obese people, you can begin to understand why it is that so many people in modern society are so obese, particularly in America, and they're constantly downing Pepsi after Pepsi with aspartame or some of the other diet drinks or eating the diet foods containing these sweeteners and other drugs, additives that also inflict harm on the intestinal tract as well as your whole general metabolism. So you begin to realize the children are being poisoned. We're being poisoned by the food and drug advocates. They'll give you all this poison, but they're coming through Codex Alimentarius legislation, that is the German pioneered effort to eliminate the public's access to the fruits from all the earth, the phytonutrients, the botanicals, the herbs, the homeopathics, all of the natural vitamins and mineral supplements. Under the Codex regulations being put forth every year to 2 years, they come forward and we have to have another major grassroots effort and political activism engaged in order to stop Codex Alimentarius legislation from eliminating our access to what the Creator gave us freely in nature's bounty to heal us and sustain us. Instead, the Food and Drug Administration, working as the prostitutes, whores they are for the pharmaceutical industrialists, want you to absolutely have aspartame as a substitute for even cane sugar, which in and of itself is an addictive drug and very harmful. Not so for stevia. Stevia is an awesome, awesome, healthy, happy sugar. Sweetener, natural sweetener, little white flakes that grow on a green leaf. Put it to your lips and taste it with your tongue. It's really sweet. To some feel it's a little bitter, but it's very sweet, and you can develop a very wonderful taste for this very healthy, natural sugar very quickly if given the opportunity. which you're not given now. As of 3 years ago, the Food and Drug Advocates, banned this natural sugar for and declassified it as a natural nutrient. They reclassified it as a drug, and you have to now have it state on your drug labels or your product labels that this is a nutritional supplement, not a natural food. So the regulation process of stevia and other things like ginseng, all of these things have been increasingly under control and oversight by the Food and Drug Advocates. Ultimately, our children and our children's children are suffering. Now, let me get to the heart of this issue. It's a spiritual renaissance that's occurring in our children. These children now have to be given some alternative understanding of who they are in this real world. This is not the real world. It's a choice that has to be made between rearing a child to live in insanity and lunacy within Babylon, in a sickening and enslaving system, or to come out of her, my people, lest she be infected by her plagues and offer some real hope for salvation and the civilization at large. So the question becomes, where do we put our children and what methods and materials do we use for educating our children in this type of world, preparing our children instead of for decimation and population reduction, but for spiritual uplift and for peace on earth and for a greater understanding of who we are as spiritual beings having a human experience. The schools that we are currently engaging in, even as I mentioned, the Waldorf schools, the Christian private schools, are inadequate. They're not addressing the issue. I want to bring to your attention, and I want to kind of like conclude this Inside Hour presentation with having you look at the concept of a Sudbury school. There is indeed a model. There's many out there, but probably the most famous in this genre of new types of educational orientations and theories is what's called the Sudbury school. It stems from a model school in Sudbury, Massachusetts. Probably I'll visit that in the end of June because I have a stopover in Boston and a couple of days in Boston before I go back to Idaho, before I go back to Hawaii. So Sudbury, Massachusetts, do a Google search on Sudbury, Sud, S-U-D-B-U-R-Y, school. And you will find that the concept is this, pretty simple. It recognizes that every single child, look in your own life, develops by a spirit, a calling, a unique blessing, a gifting. Every single one of us has a uniqueness about us. We have a unique gifts, abilities, talents, skills. Some things we're good at, other things we're not so good at. And yet, left to our own play, if we were simply allowed to play and engage the things that we enjoy doing and find that our gifts are being expressed, if left to our own direction, in a sustainably safe place, in a safe and nurturing environment, if simply allowed to play and by the administration of the teachers and instructors and the parents' involvement be allowed to or be empowered to facilitate the children having teachers and resources to respond to their unique callings, their unique play, that eventually K through 12 they would develop tremendous wisdom, particularly and great skills, great knowledge and skills in their own unique calling area. That is a type of new educational orientation and theory that I believe should be investigated, and seriously considered. I look upon my own career, and I have degrees up the yin-yang. I have a resume that last time I kept it, it was about 18 pages long, and I realized I can't do this anymore. You know, I've got postdoctorate. I've got 2.5 master's degrees, postdoctorate, and I've got awards from different organizations internationally. Next week I go to the Bahamas. I'm getting an award for a lifetime of service in the area of health education. It's called the Order of Excellence Award from the World Organization for Natural Medicine. It's a great honor and a great privilege. But it's all meaningless unless we do something real, particularly with our children. And I can tell you that being as educated and esteemed as I am, it really pales by comparison to the potential of if I had simply gone through a system like I'm talking about now, which embraced my uniqueness, my unique skills and talents, and allowed me to play rather than go through all of the years of hazing. That's what particularly advanced education is. Look at the whole orientation and the confrontation that children have to go through in order to deal with the competition of schooling. The concept, instead of unification, it's directly the opposite. Here we're engaged in a spiritual renaissance period where we've talked, as I mentioned at the beginning of this program, about divinity being optimally expressed in unity and community, and the optimal communion is between us and our Creator and each other with open hearts. How do we deal with the reality of that in a school, in an academic system that has us competing for everything? That there's a bell curve. That unless you get a C or above, you're considered less well off. You're considered virtually no good. You're an outcast. You're not as good as Johnny or Emily. That whole system of competition is extremely traumatizing. And that trauma continues in the academia of college and universities and doctoral programs and master's programs. So when I tell you particularly the medical deities go through an educational process, a professional educational process that is best called hazing and trauma-based mind control, that's what it is. And you get done that, and you're directly now controlled to be virtually Manchurian candidates who will pull the injection trigger on a deadly toxic vaccination on an infant whose immune system in a hospital isn't even mature enough yet to receive the hepatitis B and the mercury doses that they're giving, and they give it anyway thinking that it's good. And they have no clue that the pharmaceutical industrialists have paid for, in fact, the key players in the Illuminati. Where do you think Cambridge University came from? Where do you think Harvard, where I went to school for public health, got graduate and master's degree in public health from Harvard, where do you think the money for those organizations, those institutions, came from? And the academic orientation, the direction of the mind, the manner in which the mind manipulation would occur through this academic channeling and this hazing process of competition that divides the sheeple to conquer the flock. So the reality is that we have got to begin to seriously consider alternative academic and educational opportunities for our children, our future of our civilization. And I would highly encourage you to simply investigate the Sudbury School, as we are doing here, engaging in our with other parents, like-minded, like-hearted parents who likewise realize that we are at a crossroads, that we cannot engage this for our children. We see what it has done to us as parents. We want something better for our children. Excuse us, forgive us for the love in our hearts for wanting something better for our children and our own state, our community, our state, our nation and our world. Forgive us for being the humanity-type oriented individuals, the spiritually oriented individuals that care about the future of civilization and think that the manner in which academic progress is being made and scientific progress is being made is in the direct opposite direction from what our hearts tell us is the correct way. So this is something to think about. Do a Google search on Sudbury School, and I think that you'll come up with something, at least do some research, and be of interesting conversation for your next social gatherings. We've come to the end of the Insight Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. I want to thank you for listening to my ramblings. This is the end of May 2006. We're going into June, full month of June, as I mentioned. We're going to be rerunning various previous archive programs on www.bbsradio.com of the Insight Hour. I will speak with you again and report on my experience visiting South Africa when I get back the beginning of July, the first Tuesday in July. I'll be back live. I want to thank you for listening. I want to thank again our host, not only Don Newsom at bbsradio.com for putting in his extra time and really rolling up his shirt sleeves to do a lot of really great work for humanity, bringing you tremendous talk show hosts on BBS Radio. I want to thank healthyworlddistributing.com and especially your support. Go online at www.healthyworlddistributing.com to the online catalog and read about some of these products, like I mentioned, the Tetrasil, incredible antimicrobial skin salve. Read about C-Cure, skin cancers falling off of your body in 3 weeks with no side effects, no detriment, very low cost, awesome skin cancer cure that's been suppressed. Very, very natural bloodroot derivative product. Look at the Miracle 6. Look at the other products. Read up on what the alternative is to the lunacy of modern medicine, the medical deities. You know, deity with a small d gets you into trouble. It's called paganism. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Thanks for listening. Love you, folks. Talk to you live again first week of July. Bye for now.